guys. If you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
On Tuesday, President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty to 8 felonies. In an exclusive interview airing on Fox and Friends this morning, the president was asked to comment on his relationship with Cohen.
Well, he was a lawyer for me for one of many. They always say the lawyer, and then they like to add the fixer. Well, I don't know if he's a fixer. I don't know where that term came from, but he's been a lawyer for me, didn't do big deals, did small deals, not somebody that was with me that much. You know, they make it sound like I didn't live without him. I understood Michael Cohen very well. Turned out he wasn't a very good lawyer, frankly. But he was somebody that was probably with me for about 10 years. And I would see him sometimes.
They're preparing for the worst in Hawaii. Hurricane Lane is headed for the Big Island as a Category 4 storm with winds of over 145 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
An attack on the Democratic National Committee voter database wasn't successful, as hackers did reportedly create a fake login page for the party's voter registration website, hoping to trick people into giving up their login information. The FBI, though, has since been notified of the attack and says nobody's information's at risk. Forbes magazine releases its list of the highest-paid actors in Hollywood in 2018. George Clooney tops it, Dwayne The Rock Johnson coming in at number 2. One of the most popular TV shows of the last decade officially preparing for its curtain call.
No, that's not fair!
Producers at Warner Brothers TV announcing that The Big Bang Theory's previously announced 12th season is going to be its final season.
What do you want me to do? Smile.
The show will conclude next May with a 279-episode run, which will make it the longest-running multi-camera series in TV history. The final season will premiere on Monday, September 24th on CBS, and then it will settle into its permanent time slot for the final season, which will be Thursdays at 8 p.m.
Initial here to acknowledge that you've returned your key.
They say season 11 averaged a 2.7 rating, adults 18 to 49, and 14 million viewers an episode. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, CEOs, and members of the Forbes 400 list, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, did you ever wonder why some products are so successful with consumers that they just fly right off the shelf? And other products, maybe equally as good or even superior, they'll never make it off those shelves. Well, when you boil it down to the basics, oftentimes buyers just aren't aware of great products because there was never a strategy for getting the message out. There was never a focus placed on a clever marketing and ad campaign letting buyers know, hey, we're different and here's why. Well, today we're bringing back a guest who was on our show just several months ago, due to listener demand to hear more from her. Linda Kaplan Thaler is the founder of the Kaplan Thaler Group, one of America's fastest growing ad and entertainment agencies today. If you don't recognize Linda's name, I will guarantee you recognize her ad campaigns. Let's welcome back our friend, Linda Kaplan Thaler. Linda, welcome back to Legends of Success.
Well, thank you so much for having me back. What a pleasure.
Well, as you can tell, we're excited to have you back. And I mentioned to Mark Fortier, one of your strategists, I said, Linda's an easy guest. I just open up the mic. I don't have to do anything
else.
Yeah,
I do jabber on. Sorry about that.
No, you've got a great story. And for the folks who aren't aware of the Kaplan Thaler Group, give us a snapshot overview of how big you are today, where you're based, and a number of your notable ad campaigns, Linda.
Okay, well, you know, we started in my brownstone about 11 years ago. I had come from J. Walter Thompson and worked at that time, worked on Kodak Moments, if you'll remember those, and I wrote the Toys R Us song, I Don't Want to Grow Up, I'm a Toys R Us Kid. By the way, those kids are grandparents now.
And you're still singing on key, I might add.
I'm trying, and now I'm a woman in my incredibly late 20s, shall we say.
Of course.
I wrote the song when I was about 3 and a half. But anyway, I digress, and started the company as about 11 years ago and went from our brownstone. 4 moves later, we have 200 people. Roughly at our New York office on 8th Avenue and 49th Street. And Robin is the president and also the co-author with me of our books, Bang, Getting Your Message Heard in a Noisy World, The Power of Nice, which I believe you interviewed me about a few years ago, and now the new one, The Power of Small, Why Little Things Make the Biggest Difference. And I would just say, if people don't know the agency, that they will probably know some of our work, like the woman in the shower for Herbal Essences, who's having such a good time washing her hair, and she goes, yes, yes, yes. Of course, in China, she just goes, we've had it sort of toned down.
Yeah, I think that's almost a spinoff of When Harry Met Sally. Am I right? Same type of
More than a spinoff. I actually stole the idea right from that.
Well,
we said, if they're having such a good time eating her sandwich, this woman can have even a better time washing her hair.
Oh, that's awesome. That's funny.
You know, and we also are the agency that created the Aflac.
Yes.
Duck.
As a matter of fact, my son Ethan, who's only 3 years old, is starting to stare at a little gift you sent me. I'll play it for you. That is a little duck. You sent me a box of Quackers.
I did. I
will tell you
that George Bush Sr., president, once called because his dog was playing with the duck and ate it or something, and so he needed a new one. But every time you buy one of those plush ducks, it goes to support the Children's Cancer Hospital.
Can you still buy them?
Excuse me?
Can you still buy them, Linda?
Yeah, you can buy them online. You can buy them in the store around Christmas time.
How about a location? I'm all for pediatric cancer cures.
Do you have a location, or are you just look
up
Affleck?
Yes, it's Atlanta, and I will have to give you the. I'll have to post the actual address because I don't have it. But if you go onto the Aflac website, you will certainly see the pediatric center there.
Okay.
Sure, and a way to buy ducks as well.
Well, God bless you. There's nothing nothing more endearing than trying to help kids with cancer. That's just frightening.
Yeah, and we also help women clean their houses. We have Lipitor for people with high cholesterol. We advertise Celebrex for joint pain. And we have Swiffer for obsessive compulsive.
Wow.
For people who really love to clean. And we create that fun advertising with the mop and the broom going, baby, come back. You know, they just.
Sure. Was that
so
yours?
Upset that they've been tossed out.
Is that your ad?
That's our ad, definitely.
Yeah, well, kudos. That is a very
clever
ad.
Thank you. And we do all the work for Continental and Airlines. And
You'd done work for a friend of ours a while back. I don't know if you still do. Chris Sullivan at Outback Steakhouse?
Yes. We're not doing that now, but we did. We created that Let's Go Out Back Tonight, which was a lot of fun. Mm. And he's a great guy.
So you've really, you know, most ad agencies would be thrilled to have one memorable campaign. You've had a number of them. And, Linda, what's the real differentiator? Jack Welch, our listeners share this all the time, but I visited with Jack in Boston. I said, Jack, if you can only pick one attribute aside from ethics and doing the right thing, but just one characteristic of being successful, you can only choose one. What is that? And he said, differentiation. So I ask you, what is the single most important differentiator of the Kaplan Thaler Group? What sets you apart from your competitors?
I think it's the. I think it's all about the atmosphere that you create. You want to create a big bang ideas, and so to do that, it's the atmosphere that you create. I have this belief that everybody is amazingly creative, but you can only do it in certain environments, you know, just like the original Big Bang. You need a certain kind of chemistry.
Sure.
And I think part of it, a big part of it is fun. When people are having fun, when people are laughing, they are their most creative. Mm. They feel safe. They're enjoying themselves. So, you know, we want people to just come here and have a fabulous time and not think of it as work.
Well, your ads come across as a little fun, too, and I guess so. I guess that's part of a successful ad campaign. They obviously want to be memorable, but you've got to have some very intelligent, creative hook that people don't forget, and sometimes maybe even a disturbing one. Am I right?
Yes. You know, we did something for the Ad Council against underage drinking. We found this amazing statistic that people, young people, even if they drink sporadically before the legal drinking age, are five times more likely to become alcoholics.
Mm.
So we did this campaign. You talked about, you know, even sobering, no pun intended, ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a group of adults in an AA group sort of talking out their problems. And suddenly this one person raises their hand, and you realize it's an eight-year-old girl. And they all look at her, and she says, "Hi, my name is Lisa, and in 8 years I'll be an alcoholic.
Wow.
My parents won't see it coming. They won't talk to me about it. By the time they talk to me about it, drinking will not be my only problem." And I cannot tell you the impact that this campaign had, because before that, people were talking to their kids about alcohol when they were 16 or 17.
Sure.
You really should be talking to them when they're about 11.
That's too late when they're 16 or 17. And by the way, I credit ourselves with doing really good research here. I didn't know that was your ad, too. And I mean this from my heart. I was so moved by that ad.
Thank you.
Because you see this poor little kid talking about it, and you think, my Lord, is that going to be her future? But the message you get is get to them early. And, Linda, we get back. We're going to find out. We got to take a break coming up here. I'm so happy you're back with us. We're going to talk about the wisdom in your brand new book called The Power of Small, Why Little Things Make All the Difference. And this is co-authored by the president of the Kaplan Thaler Group, Robin Koval, who is Linda's partner. And we're going to pull out some wisdom. What makes a great ad? What makes a great business? And how do you treat people right? Folks, we're so glad you're with us today on Legends of Success. We'll be back with more of Linda Kaplan Thaler right after this.
How are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234 to speak to an income specialist. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. Today we're visiting with a friend who has come back a second time, and we even did a best of show with Linda's previous interview a few months ago. Linda Kaplan Thaler is the founder of the Kaplan Thaler Group, one of the fastest growing ad agencies in America. Now, one of the questions you'd have to ask or wonder about, Linda, is that in the economy right now, when so many businesses are struggling and they say, well, the economy's bad, there's nothing I can do about it. Offer us some wisdom of what you really do about it and why you're so successful and your company continues to thrive.
Well, you know, we're a society that is just obsessed with big. You know, big overviews, don't see the forest through the tree. You know, this whole kind of, you know, people at the top can't be bothered with sweating the small stuff. And yes. I got to tell you, Robin and I beg to disagree. We believe that if somebody had been paying attention to some of the small print, we might not be in this big friggin' mess that we're in today.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, everything is glossed over. And so the whole reason behind the power of small is really drilling it down and saying, you know what, we really are defined by our smallest actions, our smallest gestures, mm-hmm. our smallest deeds. The smallest things we do really are the microcosm of how our lives are going to continue and whether we're going to be successful or not. And we tell people to stop thinking about, because it's overwhelming. I mean, thinking about problems that we have today, it's too big. And, you know, there was a famous mathematician, George Polya, who said, the problem that most people have is they're trying to solve these big unsolvable problems rather than breaking them down into little bits and solving little problems at a time.
Sure, absolutely.
And part of that is kind of, and what we do in our place is kind of thinking in the now, thinking of the minute. I just came out of a meeting where, you know, we were kind of like sort of postulating about, well, what are we going to do 2 weeks from now? And we're kind of going, no. We need to solve what we're writing in this script right now. Mm. Well, somebody else will do the writing. And I said, no. It's not going to be somebody's going to do the writing. We're going to be doing it. We have to sit now. There is no tomorrow. There is no later. There are no other people.
Right.
We have to fix it right now. And I think most people forget that.
And that's awesome. And so that's what one of the things that makes the difference, you know, talking about the book, The Power of Small. Now, previously, you had The Power of Nice. First question is, are you going to do a series, The Power Ofs? Is this a plan, a strategy?
I don't know. You know, it's been successful so far. The Power of Nice got on several bestseller lists, and The Power of Small, the first week it was out, got on the Wall Street Journal bestseller list and Washington Post and USA Today. So we were very, very excited. Mm-hmm. The books kind of came out of, you know, after we did The Power of Nice, we had so many hundreds of people writing in stories about successes in their lives coming from a nice gesture or some goodwill. And we realized, wow, you know what? It all came down to one very small event. So we started doing some research and realized for companies and people in their own personal life how much their lives were changed by one small event. For example, mm-hmm. Rosie O'Donnell, this book was a hot topic on The View, and she said, you know, I didn't think about it, but the reason I got my start in television was I was auditioning to be a video VJ on MTV,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get the role. But I wrote a thank you note to the producer.
I remember
the producer said to me, you know what? You're the only one out of 200 people who wrote a thank you note, so I'm going to send you a tape. We're starting a new network called VH1. This is 20 years ago.
Wow.
And because she had written the thank you note, she got the audition, and the VH1 appearance is what catapulted her career. And she said, you know what? It really was the thank you note. And so I tell people, make those small imprints, those small gestures. It may not mean anything now, but it will mean something 10 years or 20 years from now. I mean, we've gotten so much business from people who, you know, it was something Robin did nice for somebody 15 years ago. The reason we even got the call to pitch the Affleck business, you know, because we created the Affleck duck.
Sure.
Is because I had taken somebody out to lunch 15 years ago, and he wanted to return the favor, so he recommended me. I mean,
that's great.
Crazy things like that.
I remember in the last show you gave us an anecdote of somebody, I forget who it was, a major ad campaign, came to you, and I believe the lady or the man were looking for work at
yes.
some point, and you didn't have a job, but you were so nice to them, they never forgot. Am I right? Am I on track?
Somebody came to my office. I thought she was looking for a job.
Uh-huh.
It turned out that she handled these two huge pieces of business, and her agency that she worked at was sort of falling apart, and her client said, you know what, wherever you want to take the business is great. She said, I want to take it to you. I said, oh, so you're not looking for a job? She said, well, not really. I'm hoping that you'll hire me when I give you these two huge pieces of business. It was $50 million worth of business. I said,
wow.
Why? I didn't recognize her name because she was divorced. When I first knew her 25 years earlier,
mm-hmm.
she had worked at J. Walter Thompson, where I worked.
Sure.
And she was a lowly account executive. And she said, you were the only creative director that barely, you know, nobody ever gave me the time of day. You laughed at my jokes. You invited me in. You got me coffee. She
wow.
said, you didn't have to do any of it. And it was always fun working with you. And so when I looked at agencies, I looked up the Black Book of Agencies in New York, and when I saw that you had an agency, I said, I'm going to go with her.
That's great. That's great. Well, you know, one thing you do in your new book, it sounds like I'm peddling books, folks. I don't get paid to review or endorse books. I haven't gotten anything.
Well,
except
my next book's going to be The Power of John Resnick.
The Power of Getting Paid. No, that's very nice of you.
Yeah.
But the only thing I ever get sometimes, I got a box of Quackers, these Affleck ducks from Linda last time. But honestly, one of the things that you do in this book, I really want to thank, there's nothing stronger than the power also of quotes. And Mark Twain, in chapter 3 of your book, you have a quote where Mark Twain says, I can live for 2 months on a good compliment.
That's right.
That's a powerful statement. But let's get
yes.
back just for a moment. Linda, you're doing, what, over $1 billion of ad revenue a year?
Yes.
One of the fastest growing agencies in America, which is awesome in a time like this. Tell the listeners, where do you come from? Where did you start out in life?
I'm actually a princess. No, just kidding.
You may be with all that business.
I was born in the Bronx. Robin was too, as a matter of fact. We didn't know each other, but
right.
I was born in the Bronx, middle class upbringing, mm-hmm. public school education all the way. Went to Bronx Science and then went to CCNY, City College. Graduate school there, actually, in music history and theory, where I actually taught music for a while at the college. And I'm proud to say that General Colin Powell went to City College.
Wow.
And I am on his wonderful advisory board for this incredible scholarship fund that he has. And he's such an amazing man. But anyway, great people went to City College. And ultimately, City College gave me something that none of the Ivy League schools could give me, and mainly that was an application.
That's awesome. Well, I think as a kid, didn't you want to be a math teacher or something?
Yeah, when I went to Bronx Science, everybody thought I was going to be a math teacher. My brilliant older brother, Dave Kaplan, actually became a math teacher and taught at Bronx Science.
That's great.
So everybody was surprised. But I was always into, I didn't want to be president, of my sorority, but I always wanted to do the skits and write the funny things that would get the other people elected.
You always try to create opportunities, am I right, Linda?
Yeah, I've always been someone that if you ask me to do one thing, I'll do five or six more. Mm-hmm. Even when I started out as a young copywriter, it was like somebody would say to me, "Oh, here's a script," and I would say, "Well, I could write that script, but I could also do it another way, or I have a music background. Oh, I'll write that tune out, but I think I could write another tune where I could match the two, and we could do like an a cappella thing with the Spinners or something."
Sure.
It's constantly, as I say to people,
giving more.
Don't just have a meeting with a client; have the next meeting as well.
Absolutely.
Always come a meeting ahead. And so I've always been. I have a competitive spirit, and I have a lot of energy. And I think I also take sort of the advice of Harry Truman, who said, you can accomplish anything in your lifetime as long as you're willing to not take credit for it.
Absolutely.
And that's a good philosophy to live by, is surround yourself with people where you can give out ideas and let people own them with you.
Yeah.
You can get so much further that way.
There's a small thing that pays such big dividends and great rewards. Share the credit. Don't hog the credit. And boy, I'll tell you, that's really what it's all about with teamwork. Linda, we get back. I'm going to put you on the spot. Didn't you have a background in comedy? Didn't you have a little comedy troupe when you were a kid?
At one time I was funny. I'm no longer funny.
We're going to see if you're funny when we get back. Folks, stick around. I'm going to put her on the spot, so stand by.
Okay.
We're listening to Legends of Success. Our guest today is the co-author of the brand new book, The Power of Small, and more than $1 billion in annual billings at the Kaplan Thaler Group. Linda Kaplan Thaler will be right back.
Coming up.
I'm putting you on the spot, Linda. The next 20 seconds, I want you to sing a montage of three or four of your most famous ad campaigns.
I wrote the Toys R Us song, I Don't Want to Grow Up, and I had a woman in the shower, and she was singing yes, yes, yes about herbal essences. Boy, did she have a good time with that shampoo. And we do Continental Airlines, you got to work hard and fly right. We do Swiffer, making cleaning fun. And we do the Aflac Duck Aflac.
This is Legends of Success.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not just a tweet. This time, President Trump releases a video on Twitter where he discusses several issues, including the murder of a 20-year-old Iowa college student, Molly Tibbetts, allegedly by an illegal immigrant. The president saying that murder shows the need for stricter immigration laws.
We need the wall. We need our immigration laws changed. We need our border laws changed. We need Republicans to do it because the Democrats aren't going to do it.
Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant suspects charged with first-degree murder. Tibbetts had gone missing in Brooklyn, Iowa over a month ago. Her body was found on Tuesday. Police in Paris now say an attacker with a knife killed two people and wounded one before he was shot and killed by police. ISIS says it's behind the attack. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take?
fish oil, or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick. For more information, visit John's website at legendsofsuccess.com. Learn about the legends, upcoming guests, get contact information, listen to the best of legends, see photos and more at legendsofsuccess.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We are really pleased to have back Linda Kaplan Thaler. She's been with us before. Here's an executive that, correct me if I'm wrong, Linda, one of the first paying jobs you had in the ad business was a $150 jingle, and today you're doing over $1 billion in revenue. Am I on target?
Yes, you know, I had to write 10 jingles, music and lyrics, and produce them for $150, and when I did that, I said to myself, "Boy, there's big money in this business. I'm gonna go for it." So that gives you an idea of how much I was making outside of the industry.
And how long ago was that?
That was like 1984, 85.
Unbelievable. Well, we're gonna get into how you got into this business. I know you went to what, CCNY College?
I went to CCNY College, and I got my degree in music and in psychology. I got sort of a double degree, and I got my master's in music as well.
Yeah, I saw you you graduated magna cum laude and Phi Beta Kappa and all that stuff with all the brainy people.
Am I right? Oh, I don't know about that, but
well, you also,
I went right into theater after that.
I understand. Yeah. Didn't you have a little comedy troupe or something?
I did. It was called the Ed Sullivan Memorial Review, and we, by the way, had the first... give you an idea how long ago it was, the first weekly cable variety TV show on this new cable network called Public Access C.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a huge following. His name was Dave. He weighed in at about 350 pounds.
Uh-huh.
But he followed our every move, as every good cameraman should. And that was the only person that watched that show. But we thought we were pretty funny.
But you had a place to work out your routine. See, folks, here's another. Many cities across the country have public access TV. And let's face it, I mean, they're usually financed on a shoestring, and the sets aren't like you're watching a network or cable television. But you went for it, didn't you?
I went for it. It was wild. It was crazy. I toured then in Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. And I actually was about to tour in the one of the road companies to Hare at the time. I was about 24. And the director, I said to the director, "But I'm not going to take my clothes off at the end of Act One." I refused to do it. And he said, "You won't have to do it." And at every rehearsal, people had to take off an article of clothing. And, you know, finally, it got to that point where it was that rehearsal and all the clothes were going, and I left too. I wouldn't take my clothes off, and he threw me out.
Really?
So I can't wait to see it on Broadway, but I got to tell you, I just couldn't do it, you know.
Well, listen, at least your parents were proud of you. I think your mom was a comedy writer, too.
She was. By the way, that was the reason I didn't take my clothes off, because I knew that they could never come see the show. So my mother was a comedy writer. She's a very funny lady.
I'm sure you did some improv, didn't you?
We had, you know, in our little comedy troupe that played at Catch a Rising Star and the Improv and a lot of places that are not around anymore, primarily probably because of our act. No,
yeah,
just kidding.
Maybe.
But no, I just studied improv at Chicago City Limits. Oh. And I have to tell you that improv has, although I don't think I was particularly good at it, I use it a lot at the agency, and we've had improv people come up and train our people.
Smart.
Because the thing about improv is it's not about trying to be funny. It's all about listening.
And it's about thinking on your feet.
Exactly. And I can't tell you how how much it comes in handy. I was in a meeting. We were pitching something, and the meeting was going so-so, and suddenly I said the word scientific. Mm-hmm. It was in relation to something that was very minor in the pitch. And I actually noticed, and I think women are very good at this, sometimes more attuned than men, to visual cues rather than verbal cues. And I saw his pupils dilate.
Wow.
And it wasn't because I was wearing a particularly sexy dress. His pupils dilated when I said the word science. And, you know, we're very good at reading first facial cues.
Sure.
But we don't know it because we're just so busy listening to words. And words are only 7% of our communication. And I leaned over and I wrote a note and said, he likes the word science. Take out the other board and I'm going to change the whole structure of the meeting. And I made the whole structure of the meeting about science.
You know, it goes back to the power of small. What little things make the difference.
That's right. We call that cues, just looking at the cues and clues. And we won the piece of business, a $300 million piece of business.
Yeah, it's just, it's taking the time instead of, you know, deflate the ego, boil it down to the basics.
Yeah, and by the way, people think the most important thing they can do is, you know, is the big PowerPoint presentation. Can I tell you what's even more important?
Sure.
Small talk. Small talk
yes.
is the social lubricant that connects people, and you learn more about somebody during those connective tissue meetings, which people, you know, don't realize how important. It could save your life, in fact.
Well, let's take the Aflac campaign. You had a meeting with Dan Amos, and it was the small talk that gave you the impetus of creating that major campaign. Am I on target here?
You're absolutely correct. Dan Amos, the wonderful CEO of
Aflac,
he had us in this big meeting. We were pitching the account. We were a very small agency at the time, and we had all this research he gave us about the types of policies. And at the very end of the meeting, Robin and I just said, well, we'll do the best we can, you know. And he said, yeah, he said, because I'm really tired of some of my friends not even be able to remember the name of my company.
That
and
was
it was an offhand remark, and Robin and I turned to each other when we got out of the room and said, that's it. We have to figure out a way for America to remember the name, and nobody at the agency could remember the name either. And then somebody squished my nose. We're a very informal company.
Uh-huh.
Said, you sound like a duck quacking.
Well, somebody walked by, and they kept saying, I remember the story you told me. It was one and he kept saying, Aflac, Aflac, Aflac. And someone said, that sounds like a duck.
That's right.
Was that the story?
Sounds like a duck quacking. And I said, and you know, one of the things that's important in creativity is, and a small thing but really matters, is somebody in the room has to be a thread gatherer, somebody else be able to pick up an idea, not necessarily have it, but pick up and say, that's great. And I said, that's how America's going to remember the name. The duck will be the insurance salesman.
That's awesome.
And by the way, it's been so successful now that when ducks see other ducks, they immediately think of supplemental insurance. That's how important
it is. Oh, come on. Listen, you're still the comedian. Linda Kaplan-Thaler's been recognized by Advertising Age as one of the top 100 executives in Crain's Magazine, one of the 100 most influential. I got 30 minutes before we break out here. I'm putting you on the spot, Linda.
Yeah.
Most ad agencies would be thrilled to have one big memorable campaign. Give me the next 20 seconds. I want you to sing a montage of three or four of your most famous ad campaigns. Go.
You want me to sing it?
Yep, right now. Go.
Well, I wrote the Toys R Us song, I Don't Want to Grow Up, and I had a woman in the shower, and she was singing yes, yes, yes about herbal essences. Boy, did she have a good time with that shampoo. And we do Continental Airlines, you got to work hard and fly right. We do Swiffer, making cleaning fun. And we do the Aflac duck. Aflac,
keep going.
More. I didn't use up my time yet.
That's good enough. Time's up, folks. We'll be right back. Legends of Success with Linda Kaplan-Thaler.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now, we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back on Legends of Success. The Power of Small, Why Little Things Make All the Difference is the book by our friend Linda Kaplan Thaler and her business partner, Robin Koval. Robin is the president of the Kaplan Thaler Group. And I guess you're both co-founders from the beginning, aren't you, Linda?
I met her. When I first saw her, first thing she did was she had a muffin that was sliced evenly in half.
Mm-hmm.
She said, the muffins here were huge. I took the liberty of cutting it in half. Hope you don't mind. If not, I can save the other half for later. And I thought to myself, well, yep, that she's the one.
Because
she's proactive. She's frugal. She's thinking. She's collaborative. She's thinking of others. So when people say to me, building a company was not a piece of cake, I say, well, it was more like half a muffin.
Your first real advertising job was J. Walter Thompson Company.
Yeah, and my boss, by the way, was a man named Jim Patterson, who mm-hmm. the rest of the world knows now as James Patterson, the world best-selling author.
Sure, wow.
And so he was my boss for 17 years.
Unbelievable.
And, he was absolutely brilliant.
What drove you? How did you feel you could make a difference working for clients? I know you just don't want to be a rank-and-file employee. You always
right.
want to be somebody different.
Well, here's the deal. I came from the entertainment business, you know, in theater and touring and music. And so I approached the ad business as if it was entertainment. And I thought, you know, people work hard. They come home at the end of a long day, and they should be rewarded. They should be having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to create advertising that's either very emotional and sort of makes your heart burst, or it's going to make you smile or tap your toes. And so one of the first things I worked on, you know, as a baby boomer, I've kind of like my life has kind of mirrored what my advertising has done. When I was, you know, in my early, or actually sort of late 20s, I wrote the Toys R Us song, I Don't Want to Grow Up, I'm a Toys R Us Kid, because all the boomers then, none of us wanted to ever grow up. And
sure.
then when I was in my early 30s, I worked on Kodak, and we worked on what was called Kodak Moments, which I'm happy to say is kind of a catchphrase that everybody uses now,
mm-hmm.
because all my boomer friends were having little babies, and so you saw a lot of Kodak commercials with babies taking their first steps.
Mm-hmm.
When I got a little older and I started getting gray hair in my late 30s, early 40s, we did commercials for Nice and Easy.
Yep,
and we had Julia Louise Dreyfus telling women on the bus, you know, you should become a blonde, because
brilliant.
None of us wanted to go gray. None of us boomers wanted to go gray. And now, when I'm in... Well, a little bit older, shall we say, than my early 40s,
uh-huh.
We're advertising every type of medicine you could imagine for our aches and pains. We cover the gamut of, you know, whatever our boomers could be having right now.
We'll be back with more of Linda Kaplan Thaler right after this.
Are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234 to speak to an income specialist. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
Linda Kaplan Thaler is the founder of the Kaplan Thaler Group, one of the fastest growing ad agencies in America. You alluded to this earlier, you actually said it, is that to be successful in business, you must be a good listener. And I would believe that whether you're in the ad agency business or not, you would apply the same principles of success to other things. Am I correct? You can do this in any business.
Absolutely. You know, it is really, I mean, we had one piece of business that we got. A client was interviewing different people and different companies. And we figured, Robin and I said, what could we possibly tell this woman that she has not already heard? Mm-hmm. So we decided to just let her talk. And she talked for 3 hours straight. And all we did was we gave her breakfast and we gave her lunch. We basically said about 3 things, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it was obvious to us that she just really wanted to get a lot off her chest. And in the process of talking to us, she actually helped solve a lot of her own problems. And she and she awarded us the business because she said we totally understood her and we were very deep and we had a lot of good insights.
You know, maybe you're the first. Maybe you were the first folks that sat back and tried to understand her rather than just trying to make a sales pitch.
Yeah, you know, it's a therapeutic tool, basically. You know, we all know what our own problems are, and we all know how to solve them. But we need somebody to sort of be listening. Jay Leno, who wrote the foreword for our last book, The Power of Nice, said, you know, that the trick to him getting guests back that nobody else gets back is because he puts the spotlight on them. He makes them the star. He makes them funny, and he makes them witty, and that's what it's all about. We're all trying to star in our own personal show,
right.
And we say to people, you know what? Take the spotlight off yourself. Be a supporting actor. You will get tons more business that way. Make the other person, don't try to be the Einstein. Make the client feel like he's smarter, and wittier. And, and really, it's just throwing that, shining that light on the other person, putting your head on their shoulders for a change.
What's the greatest strategic challenge you have in business today?
It's permission marketing. Nobody really has to watch your ad, or nobody has to look at that outdoor. You know, they're listening to their iPods, and they're not paying that much attention to you. So it's that quote that's going around, which is ubiquity is the new celebrity. Mm-hmm. You have to find a way to have your message everywhere, constantly. So because of that, you need to create an idea, like we do with the Aflac duck,
sure.
Where you can take, just that image of the duck, and, a little kid might see a duck, and instead of going quack, would go Aflac. It's sort of making a holographic reference to it, so that just sort of seeing that little bit of a input recreates the whole brand, right?
Sure.
So you have to have an idea that is so potent and the DNA is so strong that no matter where they are, they could be looking, down the bottom of a golf hole, where they're putting ads now,
sure.
And recreate that whole brand experience. So that is the challenge that, it's not on the three networks anymore. It's everywhere.
We have very good friends who are close friends with Gene Simmons. I never met Gene. But from what I hear is that he was mentioning that he was working with you on a new show. Is this correct,
well,
or is that just rumor?
Well, he is such a great guy, yes. Mark Burnett, we did a television show that he produced called Jingles.
Mm-hmm.
We shot it last summer, and it was Julie Rame and myself and Gene Simmons from Kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And we were the judges, and because I've written a lot of jingles in my lifetime, I was fortunate to be on the show. I had been on The Apprentice also, and I think Mark Burnett liked me and put me on here. And so we were judging people, kind of amateurs, songwriters writing jingles, and we had a lot of fun. What a great guy he is. He is such a family guy, and
mm-hmm.
he's so brilliant.
Oh.
And he always says, I didn't just create a band, I created a brand.
Oh, that's exactly right.
And
I know.
So I wish you could have, we're on the radio, but I wish you could have seen me walking around in his boots.
First of all, the guy never, as far as I understand, ever did drugs in his life.
No.
He's a thinking man. He
this
thinks
man
like a
does
CPA.
Not drink. He does not smoke. He does not take drugs. He is beloved by his kids. I cannot even tell you.
Yeah.
He has the most beautiful home. I cannot say enough great things about him. And you know why I think he was great? We talk about small things.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't so much how he treated me, who he didn't know before we started working on the show.
Right.
It was how nice he was to my family, to my daughter.
Oh.
To my teenage daughter, of inviting her to the home, inviting her to hang out with his family. It was something he did not have to do. And I define people, that is the power of small. We are not
right.
defined by the big things we do. We are defined by our smallest gestures.
Well, and people, smart people readers, will pick up on the small things, not the big intentional things. So let's go back. The reason, and folks, the reason we're talking about these little stories in life and anecdotes is, these are memorable things. This is what makes a difference. And when you're competing against your peers in business for that account or that business, you must differentiate. And what Linda's trying to share with us, so often it's the small little things you do for people to show them you're human and that you care. There's an old saying that before people want to know how much you know, they want to know how much you care.
That's right.
Linda, pull a couple of the most important single lessons from your new book, The Power of Small, that will help people in life and help people struggling in business today. What can you offer them?
Well, first of all, I will tell people, do not try to take on these big insurmountable problems. Put everything down into baby steps. Paula Radcliffe, a three-time marathon winner, said, I never think about running 26 miles. I count to 100, and I do that three times, and I pat myself on the back, and that's a mile. Just break everything down into baby steps. It is so much more doable that way.
Mm. Awesome.
Don't worry about going the extra mile. Go the extra inch. If you're going for an interview, don't just email a thank you back. Be that one person who actually handwrites a thank you note, because that thank you note stays on the employer's desk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know what? don't look for big ideas in big places. Look for big ideas for new businesses in small places. You know, like the woman who loved taking pictures of her dog Zelda, and ended up selling it for millions of dollars to Hallmark. You know, she wasn't trying to invent the wheel. She just figured out a way to maybe sharpen one or more spokes. And also, do not make an assumption that you, whoever you are, cannot do something that will impact the rest of the world. One guy was helping his son for the SATs for vocabulary and decided to create a website called freerice.com. Every time you get a word right, rice goes into a bowl, and he converted that into real rice. People contributed their advertising, you know, dollars. And they have 500 million bowls of rice around the world. One person doing one small thing, you can get from here to there.
Thanks so much for being a great guest on behalf of our listeners.
Thank you. And just tell people, if you go to thepowerofsmallbook.com, there'll be some amazing stories, even one about a woman whose life was saved just by making small talk. And thank you so much for having me. I'd love to get back on. It was the best part of my week.
And thank you so much, folks, for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you next week right here on Legends of Success. Have a great week.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump trying to downplay his relationship with his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's admitted to several felony counts. In an exclusive interview on Fox this morning, the president said Cohen only did small deals for him. The president then attacked Cohen for what he called flipping on him with prosecutors.
If somebody defrauded a bank and he's going to get 10 years in jail or 20 years in jail, but if you can say something bad about Donald Trump, and you'll go down to 2 years or 3 years, which is the deal he made. In all fairness to him, most people are going to do that. It's called flipping, and it almost ought to be illegal.
Hurricane Lane is barreling towards Hawaii as a Category 4 storm, expected to pass very close to the islands, hitting land today or tomorrow. It currently has winds of about 130 miles an hour. And this is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works.
I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Two people are dead, one seriously wounded after a knife attack in Paris today.
I have no idea.
The suspect, who was said to have been on a terrorist watch list, was shot by police. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack. They're preparing for a huge funeral for Aretha Franklin at a church in Detroit a week from tomorrow. Bishop Charles Ellis of Greater Grace Temple in Detroit says it's going to eclipse the largest funeral ever held at the church so far. That one was for a civil rights legend.
Rosa Parks, you know, doesn't get any bigger than that. Well, think again. I believe it's gotten bigger than that.
Ellis says he expects many celebrities to be among the guests at the funeral for the Queen of Soul, as well as former Presidents Clinton, Obama, and George W. Bush. The Labor Department says first-time jobless claims were down by 2,000 last